In a world where magic flows like blood through veins of power, Oren's journey from captivity to self-discovery captivates from the first moment. Once the prized possession of King Midas, this woman with golden skin finds herself torn from the grasp of Commander Slade during the Conflux, a gathering of Oria's monarchs that descended into chaos. Now she plummets through an endless void between worlds, her senses stripped away one by one as darkness consumes her. Time stretches meaningless around her until she remembers Slade's final words, "Don't fall, fly." Drawn on her gold magic, she weaves a cocoon of power that carries her not to death, but to a destiny she never imagined. When Oren lands in a field of glowing blue blossoms, she discovers her gold ribbons have returned, 24 flowing from her back like liquid sunshine. More shocking still is the crowd of Fae watching her with reverence, whispering about the broken-winged bird of prophecy. An elderly woman steps forward, addressing her as Lyari Overe and welcoming her home. This moment shatters everything Oren thought she knew about herself. She hasn't just fallen into another realm, she's returned to her ancestral homeland of Anwen, the legendary Fae realm hidden between worlds. While Oren adjusts to life in Anwen, Slade unleashes his rot magic across Oria, consumed by rage over losing her. At Gallenreef Castle, he confronts Queen Kyla's brother Manu about his sister's mistreatment of Oren, then fractures the ground with his power, swallowing guards and spreading decay through castle walls. He extends his vengeance to Queen Isolde, forcing her to torture her husband with pain magic while his rot slowly kills the king. "You refused to show Oren mercy," he reminds them, before destroying the Conflux site. At Breakwater Port, he liberates abused animals from fighting pits, creating chaos. Slade's rampage isn't merely revenge, it's survival. The rot seed he placed in Oren's heart created a bond, and with her gone, black veins spread from his heart, slowly consuming him. Despite his brother Riot's pleas, Slade remains resolute. If there is ever a choice between her or the world, it's going to be her. In Anwen, Nanette reveals Oren's heritage. The Turley family once ruled justly until the Carrick monarchy erased their history and vilified them. Oren's parents were deliberately killed at Brile, and her existence threatens the established order. Oren visits the field where she landed, finding dozens of Turley supporters leaving offerings for her broken wings. Wick approaches, identifying himself as leader of the Volman Darunia, Dawn's Bird, a group of Turley loyalists seeking her as their rebellion's figurehead. Oren's reluctance vanishes when stone swords threaten to execute her protectors and stab Nanette. She unleashes her gold magic, killing all the guards. As Nanette dies, she reminds Oren, "You're a Turley. Remember what the Turley name means in Anwen. Remember that the gold blood in your veins is good." Rising, Oren sees the waiting crowd. She gilds the street with marbled swirls of black rot, leaving gold for the people with their broken-winged bird sigils, and tells Wick, "I'm going with you." Far from Anwen, Queen Melina discovers she's been manipulated by Fae diplomats into rebuilding the ancient Lemurian Bridge. In the frozen Seventh Kingdom, she allies with Domek, the scarred assassin who once threatened her. Together, they uncover the Fae's true plan, to destroy all human settlements upon crossing into Oria. Shadow jumping back leaves them frostbitten and exhausted. During nights by small fires, Melina confesses, "All my life I've only been wanted for what I could give to men with crowns, never for myself." At Highbell Castle, they find Queen Kyla has seized Melina's throne, claiming to be King Midas's grieving betrothed. The court ignores Melina's warnings. Undeterred, Melina summons her ice magic to raise massive walls at the bridge's entrance. The magic turns her hair white with frost, her fingers cracking and bleeding. When the Fae army arrives with burning magic, Melina stands firm while Kyla flees. A queen goes down with her kingdom, she declares, despite the terror in her eyes. As Orin travels with the Volman rebels, she transforms from reluctant symbol to active participant. At each safe house, more rebels join upon seeing the Turley bloodline survives. She befriends Imani, whose glamour magic alters appearances, and witnesses the extent of Karak brutality, towns destroyed for peaceful protests, punitive taxation, and shattered families. Their journey takes them to Bryle, Orin's childhood home, once a vibrant city of 50,000, now ruins of burnt stone. Walking through the devastation awakens memories. Wooden boats in the fountain square, humming trees during summer festivals, racing to reach the market's sugared berry vendor. Before her family's crumbled house, Orin weeps gold tears where her parents sacrificed themselves. In defiance, she presses gold-kissed fingertips to the scorched earth, creating a massive gold tree, a shimmering monument of Turley power. Beyond Bryle lies Nanos Aerith, the Clamor of the Blaze, a village built from scattered stones. Villagers welcome Orin as Liari Ulver, the Golden Hope, celebrating with traditional dances, ancient dances, and forbidden resistance songs. When Wick asks Arryn to join a rescue mission for imprisoned Orians, she agrees. At the labor camp, they discover the captives are villagers from Drollard who disappeared into the magical rip, including Slade's mother, Elor. More shocking still, their captor, Lord Cull, is actually Slade's father, Stanton. When Cull threatens Elor, Arryn unleashes her gold magic, but he breaks her arm with his power. Despite her pain, she creates a gold escape archway for the Orians. During the confrontation, another secret emerges. Wick also has gold blood. He, too, is a Turley. As the battle intensifies, the rot seed in Arryn's chest burns as it connects with Slade's magic. Their powers reach for each other, and her aura transforms, luminous gold now streaked with black shadows. Cull recognizes them as Payur, a fated, bonded pair. This revelation explains Slade's words, "We're quite the pair, you and I." Their bond explains why she could see his black aura when they first met, and why the rot seed created such a powerful connection between them. An ancient prophecy speaks of three queens across divided worlds. Melina on her icebound throne, a second queen, likely Sara Turley, crossing between Oria and Anwyn, and a third, a resilient vine breaking through stone, paralleling Orin, whose golden power grows despite containment. Though separated by realms, these queens connect through the Song of the Three. The prophecy suggests they've walked these paths before in different forms, always linked by their claimed magic. What began as one woman's captivity has evolved into an epic spanning worlds and destinies. Orin's journey from King Midas's possession to a formidable force symbolizes self-determination, her gold transforming from prison to sovereign power. As Slade races to reach Orin before dark magic erases her memories and kingdoms unite against the Fey threat, both realms' future depends not on armies or ancient hatreds, but on those turning chains into wings and cages into thrones.